You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. We have more people in studio, and I'm excited to welcome them. We have Eric Elk, who is a Republican political strategist. We have Chris Kennedy, who is an attorney and has worked advocating for individuals with autism in the state of Illinois. We have Ken Jakubowski, who is a crisis communications expert, and my trusty sidecar, Elliot Serrano, our chief geek officer. And joining us on the line is a friend of the show. Congratulations, Representative John Cabello, on winning your election this week. How are you doing tonight?
Great. How are you?
I'm very well. I had not seen your text on Tuesday because my phone died that night. I would have loved to have spoken to you that evening. How did the day unfold for you on election night?
Well, you know, obviously we were still trying to get everybody out to the polls and watching all of the other House races in the state, and obviously watching the presidential unfold as well.
And a lot of people were surprised. And did you have a sense that it was going to go for Trump on Tuesday night?
Well, I did, only because when you saw how many people were showing up to Hillary Clinton's rallies, and then how many people were showing up to now President-elect Donald Trump's rallies, he just dwarfed the size of hers. When I was driving around this state talking on behalf of him, just the amount of people that were showing up was unbelievable. You know, everybody thought that Hillary was supposed to win this state by 35 to 40 points, and she only won by 17. So just looking at our state and seeing what happened around the country is no surprise.
And in the last couple of days, are you is he headed in the right direction already? Because he ran for a year, very specific things, like throwing out Obamacare completely. It's garbage. It's terrible. And today he said, oh, well, there's some things about it that are great, and I really want to protect that. And Chris Kennedy was telling me off the air that the parts that he likes are, in fact, the most expensive elements of
the mandate to cover pre-existing conditions. And also to keep kids on until 26. Those are two of the most expensive.
I was excited when I heard that. Was that what you had expected, Representative Cabello?
No, I mean, obviously, he's just putting together his transition team now. So anybody that thinks that they knew what he may or may not do, you know, he gives you an idea.
Representative Cabello, he didn't give us an idea. He said throw it out completely. There's audio after audio of that. I'm just curious.
Yeah, I can't answer that. I mean, we're gonna have to wait and see. But it's something that if he feels strongly about and transition teams feel strongly about, then I guess we'll have to wait and see.
And what do you think so far of the transition team? I know that he has now Governor Pence. I'm sorry, Vice President Elect Pence is now going to be the head of transition.
Yes. I mean, again, you know, things evolve rapidly sometimes. And the one thing I think I know about President-elect Trump is if he doesn't like the way one thing is going, he's going to make that change very quickly. I don't think he has any problem getting or moving somebody out of the way to put somebody else in that he thinks might do a better job.
And we've been talking a lot this week, too. You can obviously have been watching the news, a lot of people who are afraid. And are you hearing from any of your constituents? I know that you have obviously a lot of support in the Rockford area, but do you have any constituents who have reached out to you that are afraid?
Afraid of what?
Well, afraid of how much their lives might change if they happen to be Muslim or Mexican immigrants, if they happen to be gay, if they are women. You're not really hearing from any constituents.
Zero.
Okay.
We've not heard any of that. I mean, we've had presidential elections in this country for a very long time. I don't think any reasonable person should be afraid of the next president that's coming in.
Okay.
I think that's kind of ridiculous.
So, well, I mean, you know, there are. I don't know if dismissing people who are afraid is necessary to say that they're ridiculous, but that's we can differ there. What are the plans for next week for the veto session? What's involved in a veto session in November?
Well, we've got obviously a budget that we need to get done. There's many things, I think, that we've put into our veto book, some of the bills that have been vetoed by the governor. Obviously, the Speaker of the House doesn't necessarily always tell us what is going to take place. We'll know more next Monday evening as to what we believe will be brought up. But I think hopefully they will be meeting to try to, you know, start getting this these budget talks moving in the right direction again.
And I want to make sure my panel knows if you have any questions or comments for Representative Cabello. Yes, Eric, you don't want to say anything? Because I'm going to be down there next week, and I've not been down there for a veto session. I've been there for a lot of the budget conversations. And now that, you know, hopefully the dust will settle next week. I know that in the legislature, there were four seats that were gained by the Republican side?
Yes.
And in the Senate, there were two?
Correct.
And how does that change the dynamic when it comes to working things out?
Well, I think it gives us a little bit more of a voice. I think the Speaker is going to have to include us a little bit more, but that will be in January. So I would expect there would be a little movement in veto, but a very vigorous lame duck session. And that would be in January, and that's where you want to hold on to your hat.
Eric?
Hey, Representative, this is Eric Elk. I just wanted to ask you, earlier this week, Representative Will Davis of Crestwood filed a 581-page amendment. And this is a very similar to Representative Frink's bill, 4300, that would raise taxes on employers by more than $2.5 billion. Do you think that will move during a veto session?
I would not think so. I have not seen that bill. Obviously, there's somewhere around 8,000 bills that have been out there, so I don't know when, if he just filed it. It would still have to go through a normal process. It would have to have been a shell bill, I think, that they would have to be able to move. To move something like that in the veto session, you'd have to have 71 votes to get it out of the House. I just don't see that that happening.
Well, there
excellent.
Wow, is that something that...
I think it would be bad for employers. I think it would be bad for manufacturers.
So it raises taxes on employers?
$2.5 billion.
Why?
Good question.
And how?
It's bad. I'll send you the write-up on it.
I know him.
I mean, I'm working with the Manufacturing Association. They're adamantly opposed to it. They were opposed to the bill when Representative Franks came up with it. This is very similar language. I think it would hurt job creators significantly.
Well, I may call him and suggest that he focus on perhaps cutting spending.
Oh, look, we have a strategy meeting going on the air.
I mean,
so far I like it a lot.
Well, and I'm a strong Democrat. I mean, it's just for some reason our party seems to always just let's raise taxes, and then they've already got a plan to spend all the money and borrow more. I mean, it doesn't make any sense at a certain point.
My hope is that one of the things that President-elect Donald Trump does is, you know, with making America great, and a lot of people have said, well, you know, like after World War II and during Eisenhower, that was a great period. You know what? Parts of it were, and especially the part where the tax bracket was 90%. Representative Cabello, it was wonderful to talk to you, and I look forward to seeing you next week.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much. Talk to you later, and more after this on 720 WGN.